There is one gas present in the air we breathe that is essential to life. Unfortunately, one can have too much of a good thing, and the growth in carbon dioxide threatens to warm up our planet to a dangerous extent. Isaac Asimov introduces us to this villain in the atmosphere, explaining how it works and what can be done about it.
The Villain in the Atmosphere by Isaac Asimov. The villain in the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. It does not seem to be a villain. It is not very poisonous, and it is present in the atmosphere in so small a quantity, only 0.034%, that it does us no harm. What's more, that small quantity of carbon dioxide in the air is essential to life. Plants absorb carbon dioxide and convert it into their own tissue, which serve as the basic food supply for all of animal life, including human beings, of course. In the process, they liberate oxygen, which is also necessary for all animal life. But here is what this apparently harmless and certainly essential gas is doing to us. The sea level is rising very slowly from year to year. In all likelihood, it will continue to rise and do so at a greater rate in the course of the next 100 years. Where there are low-lying coastal areas, where a large fraction of the world's population lives, the water will advance steadily, forcing people to retreat inland.